Laura Shaughnessy's booted feet hit the ground in front of the family medicine clinic. Slamming the door of the dusty white Park Service pickup, she considered ignoring her boss's orders, peeling out of the parking lot, and heading for the Baxter Pass trailhead. She had a crew to oversee, goddammit. A work project to complete. But her boss, John, had been painstakingly clear both yesterday at Park headquarters in Three Rivers and a mere 10 minutes ago on the sat phone. Granted, he'd been far more pointed on the phone.
"It's not a suggestion, Moira," he'd growled. "This is a directive, from me. I want to hear from someone with an MD after his name before I authorize you to head up that work detail. Do not set one foot on the trail before you receive my orders. E-sign them and email them back to me."
"But that's usually a formality."
"Not this time. No buts. I made you an appointment at the clinic in Bishop to clear some of our crews. They're open until 6. I already lost 2 Rangers this summer in the Pinecrest fire. That was way too many in my book, so get your butt into that clinic."
Moira gritted her teeth. She'd thought she could avoid dealing with the whole mess by leaving the office early yesterday and taking one of the northern passes over the Sierra Nevada mountains, but John tracked her down. "Phooey. I ran, but guess I couldn't hide." It was downright annoying that her boss needed a doctor to reassure him she wouldn't collapse, or something, in the backcountry. For the briefest of moments, she felt like pounding her fist into the nearest tree, but then she pulled herself together. Nothing was wrong with her except her slimy, cheating husband. Sure, she'd lost a few pounds since she left him, but she hadn't been all that hungry. Problem was, John remembered similar struggles from years ago when she first started working as a park ranger. She hadn't eaten enough then, either, and grew far too thin. Just her luck, he'd been overseeing a backcountry work detail when she got woozy and fell off one of the mules. Understanding surfaced, embarrassment followed. Her boss cared about her. That wasn't a bad thing. Anger bled out of her with a whoosh. "May as well get this over with," she muttered. Moira walked briskly to the clinic, pushed the door open, and headed for the counter. The antiseptic smell common to all medical offices hit her like a wall as she strode across the scrubbed linoleum floor. "Yes?" A young woman with dyed red hair looked up from her computer screen with eyes so green she had to be wearing colored contact lenses. "Moira Shaughnessy, I think you're expecting me. My boss called from Kings Canyon Sequoia Park headquarters." The receptionist clicked a few keys. "Your insurance card, please?" Moira blew out a frazzled breath and dug through her fanny pack for her wallet. Once she found it, she extracted the plasticized Blue Cross card, handing it over. "I'm really in a bit of a hurry."
"Here's your card back."
The clerk gestured at the nearly full waiting room.
"The doctor will be with you as soon as he can. He had a full schedule before he agreed to work you in."
"Is it okay if I go outside for a few minutes? I need to lock my truck. I didn't think I'd be in here for very long."
"Sure, so long as we know where to find you."
The phone trilled and the receptionist picked it up, Moira obviously forgotten.
"Family medicine, how may I help you?"
Moira let herself back outside. Too restless to return to the overcrowded waiting room, she paced up and down the parking lot. Fall had turned the aspen trees lining Bishop's streets to shades of red and gold that were quite striking, but all she could think about were the minutes ticking by. It was 12 miles from the trailhead to the top of the pass, and a couple more to where her trail crew was. Leaving today would be foolhardy at this point. She'd never even make the pass before night fell. "Damn it!" She glanced at her watch. How long was this going to take anyway?
"Ms. Shaughnessy?"
A man's voice sounded from behind her. She spun, surprised out of her funk, and stopped dead.
"Tim?"
Moira stared at the tall, rangy man with long, white blonde hair and ice blue eyes. He was dressed in teal scrubs and sandals with a stethoscope draped around his neck. A broad grin split the clean planes of his face. She'd forgotten how heartbreakingly beautiful he was.
"I saw the name and hoped it was you."
He held out a hand, but she remained frozen in place.
"After all, how many Moira Shaughnessys could there be?"
She stood there, flabbergasted. What were the odds? She hadn't seen Tim O'Malley since they both graduated from UC Davis. When she realized her mouth was hanging open, she shut it with a snap.
"Is that any way to greet an old friend?"